Carrie Emerson.
Perfect. So what is your memory that you would like to share?
Basically, here's my history with this place. From about 1970 to 1990, my dad was with the Jamaican Falcons. So from about 71 to 80, I used to come to all the practices and games, away games and stuff like that. So I was here 4 days a week from September to March, end of March. So I kind of lived at this place.
Yeah.
Maybe when I was about 10, they used to have these off-site concession stands. And at Junior A games, you sell peanuts, popcorn, chips, ice cream bars, and things like that. So when you started with ice cream bars for 10 cents. Then you graduated up, peanuts and popcorn. Then if you were the top dog, you got Coke. And Junior A games, a couple of friends of mine used to do that. And there was probably maybe about 10 kids that used to go through the stands throughout the game, just like they do in the NHL now. That's one great memory I had. The other one is Junior A games, especially. They used to have passes out at the end of every period. People used to go to Tasty Freeze up at the top of the street. There used to be a French fry truck out here, which was always lined up. And the parents used to go to the Queensway Hotel. There's an alleyway there that used to be covered. And all the guys would run up that alleyway, drink beer, and come back at the end of every period. Mm-hmm. That was a normal routine for Junior A games. The shoot-a-ramas they used to have between periods. The Junior A games, they used to have Electronic Service Center on Lake Street. That was their sponsor. And the Falcons used to have Dairy Queen. That was their thing, doing this shoot-a-rama. So kids used to line up to try to do that.
What's a shoot-a-rama?
So between periods, they put a board on the net. They put a hole in the net. And you hit the center of the thing, you won the prize. It could be cash. Could be a transistor radio. That was a big one for the Junior A's. You want a transistor radio. The Legionnaires, Junior A, and the Cross, they used to play here. And the ball would bounce and kids would hang over the glass, because if you got a loose ball or it went into the crowd, you got a quarter. So kids would hang over the glass, steal the ball, go back to the penalty box, and you get a quarter. And that was a big thing with those kids. You know. What else? Anyway, I'll give you a couple pictures here, because you probably won't see these pictures anywhere. So that's one picture. Second picture. Those no smoking signs. The arena took them down years ago.
Was it inside?
Oh yeah, there's one right in the far corner of the rink. There was one in every four corners of the rink. That board's probably maybe, I don't know, 5 feet long by 20 inches tall. I actually have that sign in my backyard. It's funny, because it's right behind my here, right? But just a piece of history, right? And everybody, it's funny, people come in my backyard, they see that sign and say, geez, I've seen that sign somewhere. Well, they used to see them hanging from the rafters here in the four corners of the rink. This is more Junior B history than anything. This isn't really anything. That puck there, that's the first Falcon puck that they ever made. And you notice what's different is they spelled St. Catharines wrong.
Oh, wow, yeah.
So on the first one.
Put the E into the A.
Yeah, so that's the first one. And you'd be hard-pressed to find anybody with that. There's the second one. Same thing, but it's spelled correctly. Mm-hmm. So, stupid things, but that no smoking sign, that's like, everybody, it's funny, people look in my backyard all the time when I have parties, and everybody looks at that stupid sign.
Yeah.